From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko has said that Russian troops have invaded the east of the country. Mr. Poroshenko has canceled a visit to Turkey to confer with defense chiefs to discuss Kiev's response. The United Nations Security Council is holding an emergency meeting in New York to discuss the crisis. Jake Rashbass reports from Moscow.
The Ukrainian president described the rapidly deteriorating situation in the east of the country as pro-Russian rebels took over the town of Novoazovsk, threatening that their next move would be to take over the bigger port of Mariupol. NATO announced that it has been detecting a substantial rise in Russian weapons being delivered to rebels over the past 2 weeks. Russia has denied that any of its troops crossed the border into Ukraine, but one pro-Russian rebel leader in eastern Ukraine has said that 3,000 or 4,000 Russian citizens are fighting with the rebels. Jake Rashbass, Moscow.
Islamic State militants have apparently killed 250 Syrian soldiers following the capture of the airbase at Tabqa. According to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, some 700 Syrians were able to escape, but social media shows the captured being marched into the desert and summarily shot. At the U.S. State Department, spokesperson Jen Psaki said the U.S. is continuing to consult with allies on how to stop the organization once known as the Islamic State of Iraq and Levant.
There's been no lack of evidence of the brutality of ISIL over the past several weeks and months. So with each incident, certainly it adds to the deck of brutality that they have put together, but it doesn't change our approach. We have had this ongoing approach that's going to continue to increase over the coming days and weeks.
Meanwhile, 43 United Nations peacekeepers have been detained in the Syrian area of the Golan Heights. The UN says it is very concerned about their safety after they were taken by an armed group. In the latest warning from the World Health Organization, the Ebola virus could infect 20,000 people before it's contained. With over 1,500 deaths recorded so far, it's already claimed more lives than all other Ebola outbreaks that have come before. William Denzelow reports from New York.
According to a roadmap released by the World Health Organization, it could take 6 to 9 months to contain the Ebola outbreak. Over 3,000 people are thought to be infected, but they say that in many areas of intense transmission, the actual number of cases may be 2 to 4-fold higher than that's currently reported. As many medical facilities in West Africa struggle to cope with the sheer scale of the outbreak, the World Health Organization says that 40% of current infections occurred within the last 3 weeks. As fears of the virus spreading even further afield continue to grow, Nigeria has confirmed its first Ebola death outside of Lagos. William Denslow, New York.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. America's economy has rebounded more strongly than first believed in the second quarter, according to the U.S. Commerce Department. Gross domestic product, the broadest measure of the economy's health, grew at 4.2% for the second quarter, topping initial estimates and beating forecasts. Our U.S. correspondent Kate Fisher has more.
After a bleak start to the year, the U.S. economy grew slightly faster than initial estimates of 4%. The upward revision to 4.2% reflected stronger business investment than first thought. It comes after the economy had shrunk at a 2.1% annual rate at the start of the year. That was the biggest drop since the Great Recession, mainly reflecting the effects of a harsh winter that kept consumers away from shopping malls and disrupted factory production. The White House says today's revision affirms that economic growth has been strong, consistent with the recent string of solid job growth. But it said there was more work to be done to build on this momentum. Kate Fisher, Washington.
And the FBI is investigating a string of recent cyber attacks against major U.S. banks. J.P. Morgan Bank is said to be one of those targeted, potentially by Russian hackers. Nick Harper has this report.
The FBI and the U.S. Secret Services are working together to establish the scale of the problem. But it's thought as many as 5 major U.S. banks have been victims of cyber thieves. These attacks appear to be on a highly sophisticated scale. Unnamed security experts have reportedly said the hackers' tactics were far beyond that of ordinary criminals. The Bureau is said to be looking into whether the attacks came from Russia. Account information and other sensitive data was taken, but it's not clear if any of it has been used for financial gain. Nick Harper, New York.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.